Now let's look at this, because Paul is telling something here that he ordinarily would not have told at all. He tells about a trip he made into outer space. Now, will you listen to it? He says, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory." Now, you remember, we saw in the last chapter, he told about what he had endured. And the very interesting thing, the Spirit of God permitted him to write that down. And to write that down, so I think no man would be able to say today, "I've endured more than Paul the Apostle." And some of us haven't endured very much for him. I think today we actually ought to be a little careful about singing certain songs. For instance, this song, "Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee, naked, poor, despised, forsaken, thou from hence my all shall be." And I heard a so-called converted Hollywood star sing that. Well, I want to tell you, that party hadn't given up very much, and I think it's hypocritical to sing that. I don't sing anyway, but that's one song I would not nor could I sing. I think that I'd like to sing this one if I could. "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?" It's the Lord Jesus that needs to be glorified. Now, let me put this down as a norm today. And many of you folk listen to testimonies from men and women that tell about their conversion. Generally, you hear of remarkable ones because we just don't tell about the ordinary one. But the thing that I note in these testimonies is, what place does Jesus occupy? I listened to one the other day, and all the fellow had to say was what had happened to him, that he was a sinner. And honestly, he had very little to say about the Lord Jesus. You wondered whether he really needed him or not. By the time he got through, may I say to you, I did not feel that the Lord Jesus got any praise or glory in that testimony at all. Paul here tells about how he suffered for Christ's sake. Now he says, "I glory in these things that's happened to me." But he said, "I could tell you also about visions and revelations." He says, "I'll come to visions and revelations of the Lord." Now, the Lord had appeared to him, but have you ever noticed that Paul has very little to say about those personal appearances?